Recorded Books presents The Society Wife by India Gray, narrated by Julia Franklin.
Chapter 1. The shadow of the helicopter fell over the lush velvet lawns of Stowell Castle, stirring up the hot August air and ruffling the canopies of the great trees in the parkland. Tristan Romero de Losada Montalvo glanced down. Below him, the party was already well underway, and he could see waiters carrying trays of champagne circulating between the groups of outlandishly dressed guests scattered across the emerald grass. Dispassionately, he noticed that people were looking up, emerging from the marquees placed at opposite ends of the lawn, and shielding their eyes from the sinking sun to watch his arrival. It was set to be the party of the year, because Tom Montague's annual charity costume ball always was. This was the event that drew the glitterati and the aristos back from their Malibu beach houses and Tuscan palazzos to indulge in 24 hours of lavish hedonism in the idyllic setting of Stowell Castle's gardens. It was also the event that had drawn Tristan Romero back from the jaws of hell, some 2,000 miles away, for reasons that had nothing to do with indulgence or hedonism. He was here for Tom. Sighing wearily, he circled the helicopter round over the lawn so that the roofs of the marquees snapped and strained like galleon sails. Tom Montague was the 7th Earl of Coatbrook, and one of the most genuinely good and generous people imaginable. A combination which Tristan felt was particularly dangerous, especially where women were concerned. Tom only ever looked for the good in people, even when it was invisible to the rest of humankind. Which was why they'd been friends for such a long time, Tristan thought acidly, and why he now felt duty-bound to come and make sure that the girl that Tom had talked about incessantly over the past few weeks was worthy of him. But, of course, he would be dishonest, as well as emotionally bankrupt, if he tried to pretend that that was his only reason for coming. Ultimately, he was here because the tabloid press and the paparazzi and the gossip columnists expected him to be. It was part of the deal he had made when he had sold his soul to the devil. Grimly, he swung the helicopter round, following the path of the river that looped round Stowell and marked its northern
Sample complete. Ready to continue?